Hello, everybody. My name is Angela, and welcome to Spill the Coffee, my podcast. Today, I got a request to do another episode about, you know, just me talking shit. So, why not do it? I mean,
yeah.
So, my friend Raquel requested this. And I'm gonna do it because I fucking hate that bitch and I hope she dies. No, I'm just kidding. You know, she's a fan of mine or whatever. So I'm gonna do what she tells me to do because I do what my fans tell me to do because I love them. Okay. I don't know. Today my microphone is really weird. I don't know how I positioned it. I just wanted to like talk and gesticulate while I talk. And I didn't want to grab my microphone in my hands. So I decided to put it like that. Does it work? Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe your ears are going to pop today because I scream a lot. But yeah, that's an FYI. Before anything, I'm probably going to scream. Because when I get mad, I scream and it's not fun. So I don't know how to start this, honestly. I'm just going to start with the person that I hate the most in my class. And obviously, I'm not going to say any names. But the people who listen to this will know who they are, probably. Because it's, like, really easy to know the people that I don't like and the people that I don't. That I do. What the fuck? So, the first person I'll be talking about is probably the worst person that I've ever met. I'm not even gonna say their gender. I really don't like this person. I feel like they suck and they should probably die. And it's honestly like the only person apart from another few that I would murder with my own hands. And it sounds really bad. I know, but just she deserved, well, not she or he. Well, you know what? Yeah, she, I don't give a fuck. She deserves to suffer. She deserves to be in pain. And I mean, she's not necessarily from my class. I mean, from my grade, like my grade in general, but she deserves to rot in hell because she is the worst person that I've ever met. And she is fake. She is annoying. No, I was going to say something, but I'm not going to say it because then it's like, these are personal opinions, of course. I cannot say that they are like that. They are like that with me. You know, like this person, well, I already said it's a she, but she is like this with me and with me exclusively and a few other people because, well, I'm picky when it comes to choosing friends because I'm antisocial and I don't like people and I hate society. But the thing with her is that she has friends. I think she has friends. We could say that. She has friends. But the people she doesn't like, it's like, you know that she doesn't like you, which is the same with me, but she doesn't even like just hide it a bit. Like you just know because she treats you poorly. And when I don't like you, I at least try to pretend. There are some that I just don't give a fuck. And I know that you know that I don't like you. So I just don't even fucking pretend. But, you know, there are things that just for a little bit of respect, like you should not do, you know? And honestly, she is really one person that, again, I would like to see suffer because she's made me suffer. She's hurt me before. So to see her suffer and to see her be like hurt and, you know, basically she deserves everything that is coming to her because I believe that the universe is listening to me And karma is gonna fucking come and it's gonna tell this bitch a few things because she is honestly so bad and horrible and disgusting. And yeah. Then I don't want to say anything else about this person because I believe I already gave it away. But, you know, I'm not going to say anything else. And obviously, if I say that I want to murder her, I actually don't mean that I want to murder her or hurt her physically. I just want karma to get her. You know, because she has been a pain in the ass for the past few years. And I don't like that, you know? So, yeah. I don't like you, bitch. I hope you're happy. Honestly, I'm glad that I don't have to see your face again. Like, when school finishes, I don't have to see your face again. And that honestly means the world to me. I'm gonna be so happy. Holy shit. My life is gonna get 1,000 times better because I'm not gonna see her ugly ass face. She's not ugly. I'm just saying it because I hate her so much. And, again, this is just me rambling and talking shit. Doesn't mean that these people are like this, okay? That's just my fucking opinion, and I don't want you to say, oh my god, you just probably don't know her, bitch. I do. I do. I do know her. And really well. Unfortunately, I know her really well. Just like most of my classmates. But, yeah. The next person. I also hope she rots in hell. I don't like her at all. And like I said before, it doesn't necessarily mean that they are in my class, but more in my grade. This bitch, every time I fucking see her, she looks at me with an ugly ass face and I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? You're disgusted by me, but I'm also disgusted by you. Like, you don't have to put that fucking face on your, like, stop it. We both know we don't like each other. Why do you have to look like that, like a superior bitch? Honey, you're a piece of shit. Like, you're an actual piece of shit. And I hope that life just fucking shows you that it's not just about being a whore. Huh? Well, you're not a whore. But it's not just about being the most popular girl in school. Like, maybe you are popular. But it's also true that most people that I know don't like you. So, that's that. I mean, that definitely tells something about your personality. And again, most people don't like me either. And I get it, because I suck and I'm a bad person, and I know that. You know, like, I don't have to pretend. But that is why I do this podcast, and I talk shit about people, because I think I'm a fucking sociopath or something. Because I don't care about what other people are gonna get from this. Like, I really don't give a fuck. This is not bullying. Because I don't mean any harm to these people. Like, no. This is not bullying. It's not. No, it's not. I'm just speaking my mind. I'm telling the truth. But yeah. This bitch is, like, so disgusting. And fake, too. Like, why are there so many fake people? Why can't you just tell shit at my face? Like, just tell me. Tell me you don't like me. Tell me, bitch. I dare you. No, no, no. Tell me. I want to hear it from you. Not from your face. I want you to tell me. Or I want you to, like, say it personally. I don't like you. Get the fuck away from me. Like, whatever. I don't like you either. Like, it's mutual, babe. It's mutual. My mic is falling. Whatever. What else? What other person can I mean, I'm honestly gonna say this person's name because I trust her. Immaculada. I kinda fucking hate you sometimes. You're my bestie, whatever. But I fucking sometimes want to punch you. First of all, why are you always speaking in class? Like, why do you always have to raise your hand? Do you know everything? Are you Google? No, you're you're not. It's so annoying. It's so annoying because it's always the two, the, like, those two. Like, another person and you, Immaculada. Why do you do that? Why do you do that? It makes me so fucking anxious and nervous. Holy shit. And when you start, I mean, again, I don't mean anything bad for these people. I don't mean, like, no, I'm just speaking my mind. Don't come for me. Don't come for me after this. I'm honestly being genuine, okay? When this bitch says, yeah, toros, ooh, toros, woo! Bullfights, basically. No. No. No, 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 no. That is not okay.
Yeah, but if there wasn't this games, then the bulls would be dead and they wouldn't have a life.
I would rather the bull be dead than you killing it for entertainment. It's not a fucking culture. It's fucking abuse to animals. And that is the only way that I can see it. Because if you did that to a human, it would be illegal. So why isn't it illegal for a bull? What if I did that to a dog? Or a horse? Huh? How would that be? It's the fucking exact same thing.
Oh, but if, like, they didn't have these games, they would die. Oh, but they wouldn't exist.
I don't give a fuck. I don't want the animal to suffer. And you have to understand that. Fuck you. Fuck you. Like, I'm not being objective. I'm being very subjective. But whatever. Like, that's just my fucking opinion, and you either respect it or you don't, you know? And I respect her, I'm like, whatever, but don't, you do you, but don't say those things in front of my face, because then you expect me not to get angry, and that is just the first impulse in my mind. Like, when you say those type of things, I just immediately get angry. Like, and I'm pretty sure it's understandable. I'm pretty sure it's understandable. And then, she's Christian. She's kind of dumb on that part, at least on my note. Obviously, again, I don't mean, like, Ima, I love you, and, like, you're amazing, and you're a great person. But, dude, I just sometimes have to laugh, because it is actually really surreal to me that someone who wants to become a doctor believes in God, you know? And, like, again, this is my personal opinion. I don't mean to influence anybody. I don't mean to hurt anybody. And if you don't think the same that as I do, then it's okay. We have different opinions. And obviously, this is not hate towards Emma or whatever. Like, this is just me saying these things. I feel like someone who wants to become a doctor shouldn't believe in God, because what happens when someone dies in front of you? Like, are you gonna say, oh, they're better off with God? Bitch, if God really fucking existed, wouldn't that bitch make us be happy? Like, wouldn't we all be happy? Wouldn't we live in harmony? If he really loves us that much, then why are we going through a fucking pandemic? Why do I have anxiety? Why do people go through so much shit? Like, why do people lose their family members? Why do people, you know, have mental issues, have health issues, have whatever type of issues? Like, it's actually kind of concerning, because it's, oh yeah, I believe in God. God is going to help us all. Then why hasn't he helped us already? Like, hasn't he seen the situation that we're in? If I were God, and I had the power to make everything better, I do it. Have you seen something change? I haven't. We're still in the middle of a fucking pandemic. I'm still going through some rough shit, and you are too. We've lost important people in our lives. We've done a whole bunch of shit that we shouldn't have done. Like, isn't that what God is supposed to do? Like, I don't know. That's just my opinion, and I don't know, that's just me. Maybe I'm just crazy. I'm gonna move on to the next person because I think I've already gave way too much shit to this girl. I'm sorry, I love you very much. You're amazing, and I hope that you're not mad at me for this because this is just my opinion, and I don't mean to hurt you. The next person. Wait, let me think. Oh, okay, this bitch is like. He makes me nervous. Fuck. He is just so fucking annoying. Like, why are you like that? Why are you like that? Why don't you just shut your mouth for just 1 second? I didn't ask for those facts. No, I didn't. No, nobody asked. Put your hand down. No, stop it. Stop it. Really stop it. Like, it's not okay. Like, the amount of time that you could have saved us, bitch, you talk way too much. Like, stop it. Stop it. It's so fucking annoying. It's so annoying. Like, why? Just shut up, dude. Shut up. Nobody asked you. Shut up. Okay, that's it. That's all I had to say for that. Then, there's this guy that I don't like either because he doesn't like me. I didn't have a problem with him. You know, I didn't like him necessarily. I just, you know, I didn't like him. I didn't hate him. I just, he was non-existent to me. Like, he has no type of value in my life and I don't give a fuck about him. But then I heard that he doesn't like me and Emma. Because Emma screams a lot, by the way. I forgot to say that. She screams all the fucking time because she's a pick-me girl. And she doesn't like us. And I was like, wait, why? She's like, oh, yeah, Angel is just like, really? What does really mean? What am I? Smarter than you? Yes. Am I better at English? Yes. Am I hotter than you? Yes. Am I better than you in everything? Yes. Are you jealous? Yes. Should you die? No, no, no. I'm not that bad of a person. I think that sums it all up. What else? What else can I say about other people? There's this guy that doesn't even open his mouth. Like, for nothing. You talk to him and he's like, he shrugs his shoulders like, he puts a face and he's like, looks around. I think he has an issue. Honestly, I do think he has a problem or something. Then what else? Ooh, there's another guy that I can't stand at all. Because he thinks he's funny. Surprise, shoddy. You're not. You're not funny. You don't make me laugh. You don't. You're boring and ugly and not fucking funny and mean. You're very mean. I don't like you. I just don't. I don't like you. Obviously, again, I said you're ugly because, you know, I put people on Chris Evans standards, and so everybody is ugly. You know, everybody is ugly because nobody reaches Chris Evans level. That's just period. That's just how it is. What else? What person can I think of? Okay, there's another girl that is also a pick me, and that, you know, she is kind of like, there's two of them. They're both very pick me. They both have done their hair the same exact way. One pops out her chest like she's a bird, and the other one pops out her butt like she is a fucking, I don't know, what animal does that? Well, she thinks she's Kim Kardashian, and she doesn't even, like, reach fucking nothing. Like, she's not even Kris Jenner level, you know? So, yeah, that also, I don't like them. What else? What else? Oh, there's this bitch that is also, like, always commenting on everything, but like lowly. Like she doesn't speak up, but rare, like, but rather like just say it like lowly, and I can hear her all the fucking time. And it is so annoying because, like, she doesn't shut her mouth. And she's like, oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, now I get it. Bitch, who asked you? Who asked you? I didn't. Why are you talking? And then there's this other bitch that is a fucking compulsive liar. There's a lot of these in my school. But, like, she is, oh, my God. Oh, my God. She's such a liar. Holy shit. Super horrible. So horrible. What else? Then there's this bitch that is a cheater in games. Okay, not... I'm pretty sure she doesn't have a boyfriend. But she cheats in every single sport that we've played. And I'm like, bitch, what the fuck? What the fuck? I hit you with the ball. I hit you. Why aren't you dead? Go. Bitch, you're dead. You are dead. I hit you with the ball in your leg. You go. No, no, it did not hit me. I hit you. What the fuck are you talking about? What are you talking about? What? Do you think you're smart or something? Like, no. No. Stop it. Stop it. Be true to yourself and don't lie. Okay? Okay. It's been 20 minutes. So now for the rest, I'm just going to speak about Euphoria. If you haven't watched it, fuck you. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to talk about it. Okay? Lexi's play. Yes. It's 1000%. Yes. It is so good, it's so good, it's so good, it's so good. Lexi, you're my queen. You're my fucking soulmate. You are everything to me. Like, do you even understand that? The last part where fucking Nate Jacobs thinks the play is homophobic. Bitch, you're homophobic and gay. Nate Jacobs is gay. Yeah, he's gay. But, you know, my Lexi Howard, you know, like, she is an INFJ, like me, like, personality-wise. And my friend Thalia, she's also an INFJ. I forget sometimes how to pronounce it. And I cry. I literally cry. It is so fucking great that we are the same. Lexi, you fucking G. I love her. And I love the play so much. Holy shit. It was hilarious. And I was just watching it with my mouth on the fucking floor. My mouth was opened. I was laughing. I was crying. It was so good. By the way, like, the high school spent their whole budget on the fucking play. How is it a high school play? Bitch, I don't even have plays in my high school. Like, what the fuck? Where'd you get the money from? Where'd you get it? Like, give it to me, honey. But yeah, I'm like so fucking excited for the next episode and for the next season. But oh my god, it's so good. It's so good. It's so good. Yeah, it's so good. Oh my god, I screamed way too much. But yeah, that's really all I gotta say. I've filmed for about 25 minutes now. So that's all. I'm just gonna go fix up my nails because they look like an actual mess. I'm gonna try to fix this. And I'm gonna clean my room because it's so fucking messy. Holy shit. And that's it. So thank you guys. Holy shit. I'm so fucking dyslexic. Oh my god. Thank you guys for listening to this episode. I hope that you liked it, Raquel. I hope you liked it because you asked for this and I didn't talk shit about you. So I hope that, you know, that makes you happy. And yeah, that's it. I hope that you had an amazing day. I'll be filming a podcast episode on Friday and I'll post it maybe on Saturday, Sunday. I just won't be at home for like the weekend. I'll be in the beach, so I won't be here. I'll just post it from there. And yeah, I hope that you have an amazing week, an amazing day, and that life is going well for you. I'm so happy that you listen to this podcast, and it makes me just, it really does. It makes me super happy that you like it so much, because it's literally my only purpose right now. The only good thing in my life is this podcast. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening to this. I am like so grateful. And I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you in the next episode. Mwah! Love you.